Anyway, the big news.
Oh.
Yesterday was non-Jimmy Butler related, to be honest with you. For the first time in a long time, somebody else wanted a little bit of trade shine.
All right.
And that is that the Sacramento Kings are apparently now fielding offers for De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox is apparently going to be on the trade market. He has been Rich Paul has informed the Kings he doesn't intend to sign there long term. Get what you can for him. And it was very interesting when it was broken down, because the trade usually comes with a list. But we've seen with lists lately, they've blown up in the face. So Rich Paul, savvy like a fox, decides, oh, he has a destination in mind. I'm like, oh, what's that? Now, the reports are out of Sacktown, and I believe Sam Amick has also reported this, that preferred destination, that one place, the golden Willy Wonka ticket he wants to go to.
One place.
Is San Antonio.
Wow. Okay. Well.
He wants to go to the San Antonio Spurs and team up with Victor Wembanyama. Not that other teams shouldn't try and trade for him.
Yeah.
But apparently that's the place, like, he has his big eye on as he's looking and goes, I'll deal with Wemby. Now, I don't even know if the Spurs are interested. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But the preferred destination of De'Aaron Fox is San Antonio. Now, could the Miami Heat still get in the game for De'Aaron Fox?
All right.
Perhaps.
All right.
Perhaps. Now, they have obviously a big issue they have to deal with right now, which is they got to first trade Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Is there any world?
Yes, yes.
Where De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler.
Come on.
Is the Swapskis. Obviously, that he got to come up with some sweetener.
Do we? Okay.
But is there any world where there's either three-team machinations or four-team machinations? Is there any way.
Come on.
We can wield this all together to get disgruntled stars gruntled. And back to a place where everybody's happy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler is, I don't know where he's going to be happy, to be honest with you. Really? I guess Phoenix, but who cares?
Who cares, really?
Is there a scenario? Apparently, he's told Sacramento, I don't want to go there, which is weird because I think he is friends with listen, you love DeMar DeRozan, don't you, Jimmy?
I'm sick of this guy.
You love DeMar DeRozan.
Not all of
it. Is there a place, Froggy, where this can all happen? I don't know. That seems like a tall task, if you ask me. I don't know.
Does the money align?
I'm sure we could make the money align. Yeah, I'm sure we could make the money align.
That's right.
I'm just talking about as a base of the heavy hitter pieces.
Yeah.
Is there a world where that goes?
That's a good trade.
I don't know. But let's say it doesn't, okay?
Right.
Let's say the Jimmy thing is another thing. Do the Miami Heat have the means to trade for De'Aaron Fox?
Without?
Do they think that De'Aaron Fox is the piece? Because we were talking yesterday about the Luka thing, right?
Yep.
He'd have these ideas of the orca, the whale, who's the next guy, who's the next pivot piece. You're seeing names like Luka Doncic get thrown out there. Yeah. Of course, like, the dream of all dreams down the road would probably be Anthony Edwards, especially if maybe things go awry in Minnesota.
Yeah, these sound like relationship dreams, though.
No, I'm just saying, like, these are the things that he'd kick around.
Do they?
De'Aaron Fox, an all-star.
Yeah.
Averages over 25 a game.
Fast,
dude.
Mobile.
He is mobile.
Yeah.
He is mobile. But is De'Aaron Fox the kind of guy with that wet your whistle, playing in a backcourt with Tyler Hero, with his best friend, Bam Adebayo?
Besties?
But you got to give him Khloé Ware.
Whoa!
You got to give him Khloé Ware.
Okay.
You got to.
No.
You have to.
What?
You got to give up the warehouse.
Drop them at the end of that?
That's the deal.
What the hell was that?
Do you want to do that?
No, I don't want to.
I'm just saying, that's what you got to do.
That's the only way?
He's played four games.
That's the only way?
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
What about this?
Yep.
You can have De'Aaron Fox.
Okay.
Tyler Hero.
Now I'm scared.
With Bam Adebayo.
Yep.
I'll keep Khloé Ware.
Okay. All right. don't.
But you got to give up Jovic and Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Hey, there's
on top of probably a first round pick.
You mean I can't?
Does that wet your whistle? So you're going, you got to be like De'Aaron Fox,
yeah,
Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, Warehouse. Probably going to have to trade Duncan for salary. And then I guess we'll end up with Chris Middleton somewhere for Jimmy Butler. Would that wet your whistle? Are you going to be rats off a ship on the Serbian Terminator? Or are you more, you know, unsure about Jovic and where he goes and what he's playing with? I don't even know if Sacramento would want him because I don't know how the fit would go with old feathery hair over there, Sabonis, no, overrated bum.
No, he's not. Okay, that's...
Would that wet your whistle?
Jovic? Okay, I got two kind of... I can't trade Jovic. I can't trade Ware. Can I interest you in a Jaime Duncan Pella Larson? Drew Smith?
Do you think that... Do you think that's a winning hand? Like, let's go to the blackjack table with the Spurs. Do you think that's a winning hand? That gets us De'Aaron Fox?
No, that is me... staying put at 14. I'm kind of just like...
Interesting.
Damn, dude. It's all right, cost all right, hold something?
On. Yeah, it's going to cost you something. If you want to win, if there's a bunch of calls, you got to be like, all right, who's the piece that gets it? Because you don't have a bevy of picks right now.
Nope.
All right. Now, I don't want this to happen.
Okay, no.
Because the man's been tremendous.
Oh, no.
What a year he's had.
No way.
Could be named an all-star this week.
No way.
Would you trade high on Tyler Hero? Would you trade Tyler Hero for De'Aaron Fox right now?
I can't go one for one because, I mean, Tyler's value is a little bit higher right now. So at that point, they owe me something.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you what I think?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
I agree.
I'm not trading Tyler Hero for De'Aaron Fox, but I'm trying to get your gauge of where you're at, Frog Boy, because these are the types of questions you have to ask.
This is rough, dude. I'm not ready for these rooms.
These are the questions you have to ask. And when I'm wondering it, here's what you got to wonder, right? Yeah. The Miami Heat are in an interesting time right now, right? Mm. Incredible year for Tyler Hero. He looks like now the face of the franchise they all wanted, right?
Yeah.
Bam Adebayo. Down year, but coming off his best game of the season.
Yep.
You look like you hit a grand slam with your first round pick this year. Like Jaime, ground rule double. Jovic, double, maybe stole a base.
Yeah.
With Kalel Ware, I know it's been like six games, but Adam Simon looks like he hit a grand slam, pimped his shot, and is doing the airplane around second base right now.
That's double.
That's what this guy looks like right now as a pick.
Yeah.
Very disrespectful. Pimping his shot.
I just imagine. He's like Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Doing the Euro step around every base.
Yeah. That's rookie of the year.
So.
Yep.
You look like you have three for sure cornerstones that you want to just say right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Those three. I think Jovic is in there too.
Yeah.
But it is a bit of a, it is a, you know, like if you look at basketball, it's a bit of a weird team. It's a bit of a weird team with him and Kalel and Bam. Do the Heat really believe in Jovic? How much do they believe in Jovic?
Oof.
Is he untouchable? To me?
I think so.
You don't touch my Jovic.
Okay.
You don't touch my Jovic.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you right now, I think I'm saying this knowing that if I'm not willing to give up Ware, Jovic, Hero.
Yeah.
Obviously, Bam's not going anywhere because he's De'Aaron Fox's best friend. That's what makes him want to come here.
Okay.
If he were to come here.
So we can agree those four, though, are like kind of untouchable right now.
I think if I had to say, I would say yes. Your two top guys are untouchable, I think. Especially for a guy like Fox.
Yeah.
I feel like for a guy like Fox, who's an all-star player, incredible scorer. But I do wonder, you know... With this team, does a De'Aaron Fox, you bring him into the fold with Bam and Tyler. Let's just say you were able to get it done. Bam, Tyler, Ware. You had to give up Jovic. But it's like, let's go Bam, Tyler, Ware, and Fox. What is that team? What is that team? Is that incredible? I mean, are they top four in the East, or is he making us Kings West? And I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know, because certainly, guy's been the face of a franchise. They had a very good year last couple of years. He obviously hates Sacramento. It seems like a circus over there. He's had enough. He's ready to go.
Like a first round exit.
And everybody's kind of making it seem like, oh, you wanted to stink. You know, they gave his franchise to Sabonis, which you should never do. Overrated. Okay. And so.
A triple double the other day.
Who?
Sabonis.
Did he win?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't think so.
That's what I thought. Russell Westbrook used to get crucified for that. But Sabonis, you look like Sabonis all of a sudden. Triple doubles when you lose. You guys just don't get it. But whatever.
Okay.
I'm just asking, Froggy. I'm asking questions. I'm not ready to have a take.
Yeah.
But I feel like my take leans, and maybe I'm just setting myself up. Like, he doesn't even want me. I don't want him. Never wanted him.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm in that space right now. If the Heat could somehow pull this off without giving up those four, amazing.
Man, De'Aaron Fox scored 32 games ago.
I know. I mean, he's a good scorer.
Pretty good.
He's a good scorer.
30? Remember that?
He's a good scorer.
Tyler's done that like once.
You have a backcourt. You know, he's been always very good in his career at stealing the ball, but he's not known as a lockdown defender.
True.
You know, he's not very big.
Nope.
Not very big. I don't know, dude.
So my thing is, shouldn't Jimmy Butler be enough? Isn't that enough for De'Aaron Fox? That to me is like, I mean, okay. The Sacramento's willing to take a rental in DeMar DeRozan. You know, you can't try on a Jimmy Butler for size.
Oh, hello, Leroy.
Leroy. Make sure he stopped.
We call that the J-Fig.
The J-Fig.
No, it was impressive. Right around the corner.
All right, well, just wear it on for size. Yeah. Just let me know how you feel about it. We'll bring Leroy into the fold with all this talk. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.